Now in a cloudy sky, a brilliant ray of light fills our view. It disappears as a Pegasus gallops toward us, its wings outstretched. Words appear, TriStar, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. In another logo, rays of sunlight shine over a cloudscape, Affirm Films. More logos appear.
Okay. It's blog time. I am a mommy blogger. Get ready, world, for some pearls of wisdom coming at you right now. So here we go.
A light from within an orb forms a P, Provident Films.
I got 3 followers. Yesterday I had 4, so that's awesome.
Shoes dangle from a power line for boys entertainment.
My audience awaits.
Over water, silver letters read Pure Flicks. Now in the early morning, an auburn-haired woman lies awake in bed.
It's 5 a.m. Do you know where your children are? Mine are in bed. I should be in bed. It's Mother's Day. But I'm not. Wanna know why?
She sits up, her jaw hanging slack. Entering a darkened living room, she scrubs the floor with a mop. Later, she cleans cereal off a dining room table. Her words appear as she writes with a laptop.
Because I'm a clean freak. I am talking freaky deaky Dutch. If you were to lock me away in a white room in a straitjacket, it would actually feel comforting. As long as the walls were spotless and nobody wore shoes.
She puts toys away.
I can actually feel the house getting dirty. Like I have nerve endings in the carpet. And it affects me. Wanna know how?
She types at her laptop while lying in bed.
First, I feel distracted. Distracted. So see, like right now, I'm thinking of the cleaning supplies I left out and how one of the kids is gonna get up and drink Clorox, and then I'd end up having to call poison control and they'd say, "Sorry, Mrs. Field, too many times this month," and take my kids away.
Too many times this month, Miss Field. We're here to take your children away.
They appear in black and white.
I've played it all out.
I'm sure you've played this all out.
Which is kind of morbid. After I feel distracted, I feel stressed. Then I have a moment.
Stock footage shows a nuclear blast, now driving with 3 kids.
Mommy! I am talking to Daddy!
This is me having a moment with my daughter.
Allison.
Hun.
Sean.
About the stress level.
What?
Well, it's a little high.
The kind of psycho thing you just did.
Did you just call me psycho?
No.
Did you just call me psycho?
No.
It was a little psycho. This is me having a moment with some helpless newlyweds.
Earlier.
We just wanted to say congratulations and savor this moment in your life.
So when I started to speak, I thought it would help. But then the words just started coming out of me like lava.
Because you're going to blink seriously like blink and it's all going to be over and replaced with just volume. Like just amazing, amazing, beautiful volume.
Look at that. Look at that look on her face. That's the look of a girl whose fairy tale just ended. I murdered it. I am a fairy tale murderer.
It only takes so much before you crack.
The shocked newlyweds drive off.
Don't.
Nope.
I am like the Bruce Banner of stay-at-home moms. He doesn't want to turn into the Hulk. It just happens.
TV footage appears.
Which is exactly how I feel. I love my kids. I love my husband. My minivan is awesome. I have this incredible life. So, why do I feel this way?
Cut to black. Allison lies asleep. She sits up. She runs downstairs to find the house a mess, her 3 kids in the kitchen.
Surprise! We made you eggs!
Plus sugar! Mother's happy day!
This is me trying not to have a panic attack. I should be happy that they're making me breakfast. Instead, all I see is salmonella. Salmonella everywhere. On the floor, on the counter, on my children. I'm a salmonella phobe. Last week, this happened to a doll, and I burned it. Okay, so I didn't realize that that was Bailey's favorite doll. And I do feel bad about that.
Right, we're gonna play a little game. Everybody freeze!
Allison holds a bottle of sanitizer and a tissue.
Beck?
A dab of ketchup.
No, do not put that. Oh, no. No, no. He's gonna eat it. He's gonna put that in his mouth and become one of the estimated 400 people that die from acute salmonella poisoning, which I read about on a blog somewhere. Yeah, okay, I gotta go.
Do not put that finger in her!
Now an airplane soars across the sky. At an airport, Allison's husband, Sean, enters a bustling terminal, making a call on his cell phone. His daughter answers the phone.
Home is your treasure, please.
Well, how about you try, this is the Fields residence. How may I help you?
Daddy!
Hey, is Mommy there?
Mom!
Wow.
Allison tickles back.
Little but Bailey, I'm up here.
She turns back to find her son gone.
Beck? What? Beck?
He runs past her.
He's daddy.
Hello? Hey, hon.
Sean, please tell me you're on a flight right now.
It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. That's where we should have started.
Yes, thank you. Fine. I just... why? I need you on a flight.
That's all right. That's
yes,
all right.
Baby.
Mommy, I need you.
A drawing.
Direct flight. Hello?
You made this for me?
You want to know why it's so big?
Why?
Because you love us the most of everybody.
Allison gets choked up.
Where's Daddy?
Up in the plane in the sky, where he always is.
Ouch.
That's not right.
Mom, Beck's playing in the toilet again.
No, not the potty.
Not the potty.
It's
fine. Beck!
She grabs her younger son.
Hi.
Sean, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I don't want to celebrate Mother's Day ever again.
Why would you say that?
Because I am terrible at this in every single way. So just do not celebrate me.
What? Come on. You are an awesome mom.
The kids are messy. Kids get messy.
Bailey draws on a wall.
So I did the rest on the wall.
On the wall? she writing on the wall? What kind of marks is she? Come on, guy.
Allison hangs her head. Sean looks to a fellow traveler.
You got kids? Want mine?
Over black, a title appears. Mom's Night Out. At dusk, we soar over a peaceful suburb. A minivan emerges on a city street. More aerial views give glimpses of towering city buildings. The minivan continues over a bridge. Now the minivan pulls up to a brick church nestled on a forested hill. Allison parks the vehicle, then spots two beautiful blonde women chatting among the arriving parishioners.
Now that's a mom. Talk about perfect. Oh yeah, I bet she has a nanny.
Allison lowers her disheartened gaze.
Okay, everybody, best behavior. It's Mother's Day.
She applies mascara.
Mommy, let me do it.
No, baby, we're running really late today, okay?
Let me!
She cringes, then turns to her smiling daughter. Inside the church, a middle-aged woman grabs a set of keys. A teenager follows her.
Mom, slow down.
Walk with me, Zoe. Just walk and talk.
But, Mom, you're like the fastest person on Earth.
This is Zandra, my catcher in the rye, my crutch, my Dr. Phil, Oprah, and Gandalf all rolled into one ball of goodness. Her only perceived flaw is that she has no idea what autocorrect is.
Text messages appear. Mom, I feel sick. Just take some typhoid. What? And a bowl of chicken poodle poop. Mom, stop.
Mom, it's just a dance, and there's gonna be some laser lights and some glow sticks, and that's it.
A rave is not a dance. Trust your mother.
But, Mom, a lot of the kids from church, they're even...
I don't care.
Seriously.
I don't care.
They leave an inner
Mom,
office.
Zoe.
Mom, you always do this. You're going to murder my social life.
Well, maybe it deserves to die. You know you're not allowed to date until you're 17, so we have a winner.
Yeah, and a loser. I have preacher's kids stamped on my forehead.
Sandra finds her husband.
Oh, there you are.
Did you find my notes?
Yep, right there.
Where'd you find them? I looked everywhere. What's wrong with that one?
Video guy says your tie is strobing, so this one will be better. Okay, notes were on your desk, corner pile.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
You were so awesome in the first service, and I was just
wondering what... I know what you're doing, but we've already talked and we agree. Points for trying, though.
I didn't even get a fair shot.
Zoe leaves.
Love you.
Love you.
Sandra stops to collect herself, then steps out to greet the arriving parishioners.
Good morning. Somebody has a birthday, right? Nice to see you.
She turns back and whispers. More people arrive.
Hey, did you get that recipe I sent? Oh, good, good. Nice to see you. Thank you so much for coming. Hey, Allie, hey. Oh, you having a rough morning?
Sandra, just tell me it's all going to be okay.
It's all going to be okay. Just give it 5 years and you'll be...
Years?
Seven or five. Do you want me to help you with the kids?
Brandon! Buddy, what are you doing?
Do you need some help?
No, I have come this far. I am going to finish this.
Okay.
Let's go. This way. Around.
Good
let's go.
Morning, y'all. How is everyone?
Great.
Oh, Sandra, you are such an inspiration to me. And you are so blessed to have her as your mother.
The pink-clad woman leaves.
I am just so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now leading her three kids through a hallway, Allison finds a teacher in a classroom.
Let go.
This is my best friend, Izzy. We pretty much do everything together. In grade school, she was wild and popular, and I was an introvert with braces. And this is Marco, her husband. He's always had three irrational fears.
Cartoons appear.
Luchadors, biker gangs, and small children. This makes him particularly vulnerable at Halloween.
Trick or treat!
Marco flails, then slams the door.
Izzy! They're talking to me again.
Doing fine, babe.
I'm just supposed to check them in.
Allison heads off.
Hey, what? Don't kill the messenger, but the Sunday school coordinator said to remember your number this time.
Yes, okay, fine. Just please don't page me over something trivial.
The fire department didn't think it was trivial.
Izzy?
She takes off her sunglasses to reveal her mascara.
I need 1 hour to myself on Mother's Day.
Like me with 20 toddlers.
Thank you. You're a servant.
And fix the eye. It's really weird. In for me.
Now Allison enters a bathroom and checks out her mascara-smeared eye. She goes through her bag.
Where is it?
She dumps several children's items from the bag, then turns to a paper towel dispenser and waves her hand over its sensor.
Are you okay?
She eyes the bottom of the machine, then sticks her fingers in a slot.
Work. Why won't you work? Come on!
The pink-clad woman exits a stall. As Allison fixes her hair, the pink-clad woman washes her hands and they share an awkward smile. The pink-clad woman crosses to the paper towel dispenser and waves her hand over its sensor. She takes a paper towel and leaves. Allison glares at the machine, then nods to herself and tries waving her arm past the sensor once more. With the congregation.
Psalm 127 says that children are a blessing from the Lord.
Excuse me, can I get...
A pudgy man blocks Allison's path to an empty seat.
One that should be honored and protected. Now, let's be honest, I know what you're thinking. Should I be happy when my child shoves a fruit roll-up in the DVD player?
Allison forces her way past the pudgy man.
Sorry, can I have my shoe?
He retrieves her shoe.
But I know for some of you, Mother's Day can be hard. If you're like my wife, Mother's Day is when you examine all your efforts and wonder whether it's worth it when you have to sacrifice so much. Or whether you're having an impact at all when that teen rebels. Or whether you're really a good mother by some measure that you've created in your own mind. So as we get started today...
Izzy arrives.
What I want to say to every mother here...
Look, is that I know you didn't want to be paged, but Beck has an especially large head, and those are especially small potties. But good news, we found a screwdriver. I mean, we got the seat off the toilet, but we don't know how to get it off, Beck's head. What?
In a moment, our music...
The congregation takes notice.
Our music minister is going to come and lead us in song, and we're going to continue the worship.
Allison clenches her fists.
We're going to continue the...
That night, Sean comes home to find the house still a mess from breakfast.
Whoa.
Holding a bouquet of flowers, he scans the darkened lower floor. He enters the darkened bedroom.
Hey, hon. Allie.
As he removes his coat, he spots a trail of purple tinfoil wrappers on the floor. Following the trail to a closet, he finds Allison huddled by her laptop, clutching a bag of snacks.
Hey.
You're home. Hi.
What happened?
Just taking a little break. Mommy time.
Okay.
I ate the whole bag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, the whole bag?
Actually, I'm hiding.
From what?
The house. It's awful.
It's not awful.
It's awful.
No, it's not. It's awful. It's bad.
So bad.
No, it's bad, but it's not awful. I mean, some of it's awful.
Her laptop plays a video of an eagle tending to a nest.
What do you got going over here?
Sandra posted this. I can't stop watching, and I don't know why.
Weird.
Sean takes a seat against the wall, then grabs the bouquet of flowers.
Happy Mother's Day.
Allison eyes the bouquet, then breaks into tears.
It's really sweet.
What? Hon? Did you just fall?
Okay. I'm gonna get up and clean. I'm gonna go right now. Here we go.
Staying put, she opens her mouth for a moment.
Nothing's happening. I'm stress paralyzed.
I don't think that's a thing.
It might be a thing. I'm fine. I just need a second.
I don't think you're fine.
Oh, I love these shoes.
She holds a sparkly high-heeled shoe.
I haven't worn these in, like, 2 years.
Sean raises his eyebrows.
Well, they're good shoes.
It made my legs look so good.
Honey, come on.
I'm fine.
It's okay. We'll make it okay.
Sleep.
Okay.
He takes her into his arms and she rests her head on his shoulder.
Thanks.
I love you too. Just sleep here.
He notices the video.
It's like an eagle, right?
With Sandra.
Oh, not again with the bird.
She watches the video with a smile.
Watching a bird.
It's live. I might miss something.
A book club meeting.
Y'all, it changed me. I mean, it is profound. I mean, I only read the introduction, but it is revolutionary in my life.
Reading books is something I aspire to, but I have 3 kids, so... Yeah, I don't read books. But being in a book club makes me feel like I read books.
Out loud. I can feel it. Every time I go to the mall, there's a parking space right out in the front. There's never a parking space right there in the front. But there is, y'all, every time.
As Sandra gives a weary nod, a text appears. Mom, how much longer? Across the room, a little girl clings to Zoe's leg. Sandra replies, Oyster Boone. Zoe mouths the word, what? Sandra types a string of letters and Zoe reaches out for help. Allison and Izzy have a conversation in texts. Allison, Sean says I'm stressed. Izzy, you are stressed, very. Allison, thanks for that, with an emoticon. They share a look. Lizzie replies, you're stressed, I'm stressed, everybody's stressed. Look at Sandra. They both lean in and tilt their heads, eyeing Sandra, who nods along with the pink-clad woman's speech. Lizzie writes, major stress. Allison smirks, then types, so I got a Groupon to Chez Magique. 5 stars. Was thinking about a night out? Lizzie raises a hand, then types her reply. Yes, I need it. Wild. Gonna buy a tube top. Crazy. They share a laugh, and Allison hammers out another message. Sometimes there's a discount. You, me, Sandra, 3 amigos? Lizzie arcs her brow. Sandra, I like it. Allison sends a text to Sandra. Night out, sat. You in?
Amen?
Yes, sister.
Oh, Sandra, that's just... Thank you.
That was... Would anyone else like to share anything? Okay, well...
We didn't even get to talk about when there is a discount involved.
At home, Allison paints over Bailey's wall drawings, covering a few scribbled lines around a family of smiling stick figures. She studies the stick figure family as well as a pair of flowers, one drawn on each side. Considering the drawing, she tilts her head. She then resumes painting over the scribbled lines. Now Sean walks up the driveway with a leather bag in hand. Inside, picture frames block off the wall drawings.
He's going to love this.
Allison folds clothes nearby.
Hey, honey.
Hey. Check this out.
Sean hands Allison a tube of blueprints.
Yeah, she said she wanted to be an artist when she grew up, so.
Wow, that is awesome. You know what? You got a lot of talent. This wall could be worth something someday.
Mm.
Okay, here you go.
He gives Bailey a piggyback ride.
All right. You know what I wanted to be when I was a boy? A basketball player.
He sets Bailey on the couch.
Don't laugh. There's a proud tradition of white... short basketball players.
Bailey notices the blueprints.
With sticks.
This
house that your daddy's making. Isn't it so beautiful?
Is that a window?
Yeah, it is.
If you move it over here, then you can see the pool.
Sean takes a closer look.
Huh.
I can't go play. See ya.
Okay.
Okay, see you, babe.
Allison smiles at her husband.
Interesting.
You know what I wanted when I was a kid?
What?
This.
She looks around with a tense grin.
I wanted to be a mom, marry a wonderful man, and I did. Have beautiful babies and raise them, and I did. I am.
Shrugging her shoulders, she stares off.
I don't get it, Sean. This was my dream. I am literally living it. And I'm not happy.
Sean lowers his gaze and nods.
Why do I feel like this?
I don't know.
Horrible person.
No. No, you're not a horrible person.
Tired. Sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
I'm...
All right, you don't have to be sorry. You have to choose to do something for yourself. Do something for yourself. You have to do it. You're the only one who can do that.
Sean.
And it's just, it's the kind of thing that
but
if you just...
Sean,
what?
I don't need a lecture
this
right
is not
now.
A lecture.
It's
I'm
not
lecturing
helpful
you. Yeah,
in this particular
honey,
moment.
I'm listening to you. I'm sitting here and I am listening
I
to
know,
you.
I know, you're listening.
And I'm hearing you.
You doing both of those things? Listening and hearing?
I am. I'm very talented.
You are talented.
Yes, I am. I'm showing marked improvement. You have to give me that. I want credit.
Who is that?
That'll be Bridget.
What?
Yeah, I called Bridget and invited her to dinner, and then I forgot.
Dinner?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hungry.
No, it's okay. Just, you know, it's fine. We'll just whip something up.
Oh, we'll just whip something up. That's,
yeah,
because that's usually how that happens. We do it together. Looking forward to whipping something up with you together.
At dinner.
Line it up. Whoop, whoop.
This is Sean's half-sister, Bridget. Bridget says awkward things. Bridget has no filter.
Hey, I'm not done with that. Do that. So, great news. I got a new job. We needed a little more. So, I picked up a night shift at a bowling alley.
Cool.
That is unbelievably cool.
Oh, no, here it comes. She knows I compulsively take care of people. My kids, her kids, other kids, kids at the park, I don't know, stray animals. I can't say no.
I start on Saturday night, and I was hoping you could watch Phoenix while I work.
Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, normally yes, but I'm actually glad you brought that up because I planned this mom's night thing.
Oh.
What?
For Saturday.
You planned a mom's night?
I did, I planned one.
You always babysit Phoenix on the weekends. I was sort of counting on you when I got the job.
Yeah.
You know when the flight attendant goes through the safety thing? You know when they say you
what?
Have to put on your oxygen mask first before assisting others?
Are we flying somewhere? Is
yeah.
this what we're...
Yeah, you need your oxygen mask. You have to have your mask on before assisting others, right? Before you can help others.
Wow, Sean, we get it.
It's a metaphor. I think we got it.
It's a very good metaphor. Thank you for pointing that
You're
out.
You're welcome.
You... We'll go
Saturday.
Saturday night. You will go Saturday night. Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Really?
It's
oh,
Saturday.
No. Sean can't play video games on Saturday night with his loser friends.
First of all, that's low. I don't even know Kevin.
I know Kevin.
Kevin is Sean's friend. Sean met Kevin when they were in the fifth grade.
Black and white footage shows the boys.
They started playing video games as juveniles. They still play video games like juveniles.
Don't stand right behind me. Move over.
No. Back up. Back up.
Whoa. I just died.
Kevin hates kids.
Well, I hate kids.
You don't hate kids.
I hate kids.
Somehow Sean justifies this relationship.
No, I didn't shoot you. The guy behind you shot you. I use video games to transition from work stress.
Mm.
That's my oxygen. I put mine on, video. I can help you put yours on, and then you can help the rest of the world.
Thank you.
Allison feeds Phoenix.
Who's gonna watch the baby? What about Joey?
Joey is Bridget's ex. He's a fun guy.
A young man dances.
In a non-committal, allergic to all responsibility kind of way?
No, I tried that.
Here's the thing. You're going out, and I'm going to watch Phoenix.
You're going to watch Phoenix.
I will watch Phoenix, big brother to the rescue once again, and everybody's happy.
I don't need your charity, and I certainly don't need your metaphors, so I'm going to go.
She grabs Phoenix.
You to bed, because that's the response.
responsible thing to do because I'm so responsible.
Later.
See you later.
Bridget leaves with her infant son.
Look for your oxygen. You'll find it.
Sean looks at Allison.
Thought that went well.
And also, Marco's bringing the twins over because he's afraid to watch them alone.
What?
Surprise. Sorry.
That's a lot of kids.
Now Allison steps into her closet and grabs her sparkly high-heeled shoes off the floor. Our view closes in on a calendar with a Saturday marked Freedom in red marker. In a bathroom, Allison puts on lipstick and an elegant silver bracelet.
If you were falling,
wearing a black dress, she puts on earrings. She faces a mirror and smiles to herself. Turning to the door, she expels a deep breath and walks out. In the driveway, Sean leans into the minivan through the open side door. Allison steps outside and shuts her purse. Pulling out a child seat, Sean turns and spots his wife.
Wow.
Allison smooths her skirt and gives a nervous smile.
Wow, honey. You look amazing.
Are you sure tonight's okay? Because I'm starting to feel guilty again.
It's so fine. Okay. Come on, yes. Okay. You're going to have fun, all right? I've got this.
Okay.
All right, I'm not going to call you unless there's a natural disaster. And then I might even call you, okay? The house could be flying. I'm not calling you at that point. Promise me you'll do one thing. Promise me that you'll do whatever it takes to unplug and just breathe.
I promise.
She beams and he hands over the keys. A red car pulls up. Brandon runs outside.
Kevin!
Kevin carries Brandon past the parents.
Allison.
Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin's coming.
What?
He's gonna help with the kids. He might help with the kids. He's here to help. He had a free night.
Kevin is babysitting.
No. I'm babysitting. Kevin's just here.
Get in your stout flipper. Let's do this.
What?
Sean gives a weak smile.
It's gamer tag.
Please tell me you are not going to be playing those violent video games.
Double kill.
With our son?
You know what? You're going to have to define violence. Because that Lego game you got him, those characters shatter into like a million pieces. And that is sick. Right? No, you okay? Just breathe.
I don't want to know. Not tonight, because I love everybody. I don't want to know. I don't.
Destroy them all!
Okay, you know what childhood friends do eventually?
Oh, just saying.
They grow up.
There it is.
Let's go.
One night, dude.
Sean opens the door for Allison to get in the minivan.
Good. I gotta breathe.
In a bathroom.
Izzy, breathe. Breathe.
As she checks a pregnancy test, Marco knocks on the door. He recoils.
This is beautiful. You're positive. Oh, crud.
She steps out.
I know you'll do great.
Okay, well, I mean, I have the wipes and I have the diapers. I've got no red dye because I know it drives me crazy, right? But you said there were three emergency numbers. I only have two, Izzy.
Stop guessing yourself.
No, I'm actually not. I have full confidence in myself and my abilities as a father.
See, it's one night. I believe in you.
And you should. Then.
I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Serious injury, death. They could get maimed. I could lose both children. It's getting hot in here. I feel.
So.
We gotta get in the air.
Good luck.
Now Izzy gets in the minivan.
Oh, you look gorgeous! Okay. I wanna have crazy fun.
Got it.
Get me out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's go.
Now city lights extend into the distance. We soar high above a city block. The minivan cruises an urban street. Inside the vehicle, the moms dance to the music, pumping their shoulders. At Sandra's house, Zoe shows her mother a brand new pair of short shorts.
Whose credit cards did this all go on? Oh, no. You are never wearing those.
Sandra takes the shorts.
Over my dead body, and my credit cards won't work if I'm dead.
Izzy and Allison stand outside.
Well, I'm not wearing them, and your father's not wearing them. Thank God.
Hi!
I'll just be a second.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Allie's not wearing them. So whose car are we taking?
Oh, can we take Ray's?
I can't be seen riding around in Ray's midlife crisis. And anyway, it's a cop magnet.
I am so sorry that I want to go out with the guy that I met from church. How wild of me. Wow, I'm so crazy.
Izzy grits her teeth.
Hold on.
Okay.
You are not going anywhere until your father gets home, and he's going to agree with me when he gets home, so good luck with that. Here I come.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Now Allison drives her minivan.
It was working a minute ago.
Why does it keep cutting out?
Well, because my daughter spilled apple juice all over it. Here, you just have to...
I'm cruising down the boulevard. Izzy and Allison start dancing. Sandra rides in the back seat.
Kind of loud.
The volume doesn't really work either.
Allison bops her head.
Yes.
Hey, what about a CD?
Hmm? Oh, do you have any Amy Grant? Izzy glances back.
Okay, let me check.
She taps a button.
No, 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 don't touch that! This happened once before, it's fine!
Outside a restaurant, the van pulls into an empty parking space. Allison shuts off the engine, holding up the keys with an exasperated look.
Ooh, well, now I know my ABCs.
They remove their seatbelts.
Hey, good news is we got a great parking spot. Right under the lights. Safest place.
Oh, yeah, I read that blog.
Allison reads a text from Sean. Unplug. We got this. She looks at her friends.
You know what, ladies? Tonight is our night. And we look good.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
In slow motion, the three moms walk alongside the brick restaurant, its pillars adorned with strands of mini lights. Among the trio, Sandra pops the collar of her jacket. Allison leads the way, carrying her purse at her side. Her feet clad in her sparkly high-heeled shoes, the young mother stumbles, rolling an ankle. Grimacing in pain, she limps on ahead. Inside, a woman plays a harp.
Oh, welcome to Chez Magique. Your journey awaits you.
Ooh.
Field, party of three.
Okay.
What is your name? Field.
I cannot seem to find your reservation on my scroll.
Sorry.
But I...
It's only 2.5 hour wait. Totally worth it. And during that time, you're more than welcome to observe the art in the gallery.
I don't want to observe art.
I know, it's really exhausting, right?
Look, I scouted, I planned, I got the Groupon, I made a reservation, I did everything required of me, so there must be some mistake.
How about this? Why don't I go back and talk to my visionary for you?
Your what?
Your manager.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait here.
Okay.
The hostess heads off and Allison sighs.
Is everything okay? No. They lost our reservation. The wait is 2.5 hours. This is going to completely ruin our night.
Izzy steals a small plate of food.
Everything's going to be okay.
There is a man-child playing death video games at home with my son. I'm just, you know what? I'm
Allie, relax. I'm sure Sean has everything under control. Relax.
I've played it all out. Right now, I bet he's playing some game with the kids, like Cops and Robbers, and it's gotten totally out of control.
At home, Sean and Kevin sit back to back, bound together with plastic wrap.
I can't see the kids.
And the house is a wreck, and Brandon is playing death video games.
I know you can do it. You may not have any sense of what you're doing. None of us do.
I didn't sign up for this.
Marco cowers in the kitchen.
And I bet Marco is all freaked out and overwhelmed, and Sean is giving him the Braveheart speech.
This is your moment. Let me tell you something, okay? Fatherhood's about manning up.
And one of the twins is in a video game coma, which will make him have nightmares and will make Izzy mad at me on Monday. I've played it all out.
Joey?
Hey. Hi, Allison. I didn't recognize you without your kids.
What are you doing here?
Just meeting somebody.
Oh, we're just having dinner. Little girls' night.
Yeah. Bridget told me.
No, Zoe, I told you cannot take your father's car. And if you know where you're going, why don't you just tell me where it is? Yeah, it is so simple.
Joey lowers his gaze.
Have a nice night.
Okay.
Hey, if you talk to Bridget, don't tell her you ran into me, okay?
What? Wait, why not?
The hostess returns with a manager.
So after a very helpful consultation with my superior, there is a very special table that awaits you next Saturday, because that's when you made your reservation.
No, I didn't. I called on Monday.
You did? You called and you spoke with Bree?
Yes, remember Bree, her? Yes.
Yeah, she's really pretty. And you said next Saturday.
Yes, next Saturday, as in the next available Saturday, the next one that exists, the next one to be.
No, next Saturday would be the Saturday immediately following the current week you are in.
No, it's the one immediately following whatever day it is. That's what next means.
No, that would be this Saturday. As in, like, this pen here. As in, like, this little mousy thing. As in, this phone. Like, oh, hello, I'd like to make a reservation for this Saturday. Oh, you mean today? Yes, you may. See, like that. But you didn't say this. You said next.
I don't care what I say. Just give me a table.
Okay, I think she gets the idea.
Yeah. You're getting a little angry, and it's doing something ugly to your face. You don't look good.
Taken aback, Allison glances at Sandra.
I'm sorry, I just... Can you help a girl out? This is my first night out in forever, and I'm wearing heels, I'm carrying a small purse. I just want to sit down with my friends and enjoy a meal without three little people clawing all over me.
So let us know when a table's available.
Okay, I'll do that.
I need a break because my job never ends. So can you please just check your scroll and maybe just change your scroll?
The manager gives the hostess a look.
Okay. Visionary has decided that you've disrupted the aura and you need to leave.
What? What? The aura? This is a restaurant. This used to be Mike's barbecue.
How dare you talk?
We gotta go. The aura. Really, the aura.
Izzy returns the plate.
This is so good.
She leaves with her friends.
Goodbye.
Hey, I made our reservation.
I don't want to eat there anyway. I just need to eat somewhere.
Right. Not a big deal, Allie. We can do this another night.
No, we are not doing this another night because tonight is our night and tonight is not a failure.
Just one second.
What? Marco is so clueless sometimes.
Zoe.
Are you really gonna just...
I told you not to go anywhere until your father got...
Zoe, you listen to me. Don't go anywhere until...
Marco forgot the wipes. I mean, seriously?
What are you doing?
Texting, Izzy steps into the road.
I'm saving your life.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to go.
No, you're not gonna do that either.
My life? I need my phone!
Allison takes their cell phones and runs off. Izzy and Sandra hurry after her, each of them wearing high heels.
Let's talk about this. Don't do anything crazy.
I was in the middle of a text.
Marco can find the rash cream on his own. I have full confidence he can do it,
except he can't.
At the minivan.
Sean told me to unplug. This is me unplugging, okay? I'm listening to my husband, Sandra. It's biblical, right?
It is biblical.
Sandra shrugs. Allison stashes their phones in the minivan's center console, including her own.
No phones. No phones. So this is what we're gonna do.
She spots a bowling alley.
We're gonna go bowling! Who wants to go bowling? I know I do. Sandra?
Fine, absolutely.
Yes, bowling it. Let's go.
Sandra and Izzy trade a look. Allison lets her hair down.
I'm letting my hair down, ladies. Go!
I am not wearing vanishing socks.
1, 2, 3, hit!
In another parking lot, Sean and Kevin wait for a red sedan driving erratically. Marco steps out, flailing his arms.
You all right? Yes, I'm fine. I'm under control. Could you help me get my kids out?
Sean approaches.
Whoa! What was that?
A bird.
A bird? Yes, it's a bird, okay? My kids, they wanted to bring the pet bird.
And you let them?
I didn't know it was gonna be flying all over the place.
Why didn't you put it in the cage?
Don't think I thought of that. Look, it was in the cage, and the locking mechanism isn't exactly very intuitive.
Stay, Mama.
Its name is Mama.
Yes, its name is Mama. Izzy was the one that let the twins name her, okay?
You got a bird flying around, Marco.
I don't think he's scared. I think he doesn't want to hurt it.
Oh,
The three men and five kids approach a building with a sign that reads Treetop Family Adventure.
Okay, so here's the plan. We take them inside, get their hands stamped, and they can't get out. Like Shawshank Redemption.
I love it.
At the bowling alley, the pink-clad woman from church notices Sandra.
Hey!
Sandra struggles with her ball.
Oh, hi! Good for you!
Sandra nudges the ball down the lane with her foot, then returns to her friends.
Why don't you go ahead and just... That threw me a little bit.
Izzy goes off to bowl.
Well, this was a good idea, Allie. We're having fun after all.
Hey, so I am really sorry about that horrifying display back there.
I actually think I might be going a little bit crazy.
No, you were just having a moment, that's all.
It was like my fifth one this week, so...
It happens to everyone.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, somehow I can't quite picture you having a moment like that.
So how's the blog going?
Oh, the blog! Mm-hmm. It's not coming, really, at all. I can't really find anything worth saying. And then when I sit down to try, I just wind up staring at that eagle's nest. You have completely ruined me.
And Ray thinks it's crazy.
No, seriously, I cannot stop watching it. Like, it is a problem. I don't know, Sandra. I just feel like she's so there. You know, like, she's peaceful. She's happy.
As Sandra eyes her sympathetically, Allison meets the older woman's gaze.
Are you happy?
Look, Allie. Life is not about a parking space. It's not about God taking away all our problems and making everything perfect. It's about finding the meaning and the joy and the purpose in this, in all the chaos and the crazy. And it's knowing that God is with you on the good days and the bad days. You know, does my faith give me that? Yes, it does. Am I always happy? No, that's a fantasy.
Allison glances down and nods. Sandra nods and raises her eyebrows.
I think I'm...
Allison gets up.
Hey, Allie. Thank you for inviting me tonight. You know, it's the first time anyone from the church has invited me to something like this. For first time in 5 years.
Of course.
Turning away, Sandra blinks back tears. Smiling, Allison joins Izzy.
Hey, yeah, ooh. Yes, going.
Izzy sits with Sandra.
Hey, can I ask you something? A little free advice.
Sure. Allison watches her friend's chat, then turns to Bowl. Now inside the empty minivan, text messages appear from Marco. Called 10 times, where are you? Izzy, help. I'm freaking out. Totally out of control. Texts appear from Sean. Got everything under control. Don't freak out. Just need to chat.
Hey, Allie.
It's me. Just wanted to let you know that everything's going great here. We're all good. We're gonna take a little trip to the hospital.
Are you kidding me? You want 50 tickets for this? That's extortion.
Beck got himself caught in the Rocket to Mars game. They didn't have to use the jaws of life to get him out this time, thank goodness. He's free now, and he's looking good. His vitals are good. He's stable. They say we got to take him down to have him looked at anyway, as a matter of policy, which is fine because I sort of,
An EMT tends to Sean.
Dislocated my shoulder trying to get him out of there. Funny thing.
We spent 50 bucks and got 200 tickets, so I expect something of equal or greater value, like a... Yes, a live animal. I want something like a live animal, like a turtle or one of those pet pigs. I'd like a pet pig.
Well, me and the Baxter are kind of cruising on our own. They need the minivan to move the kids around. We know where you are, so we're just going to slip into the parking lot and switch the keys out for the minivan. And Marco texted Izzy that, so she should know that. I'm pretty sure she got most of that.
What about the bouncy balls, right? I mean, kids like the bouncy balls.
Marco, that's a choking hazard. Why am I the only one that knows this stuff?
Back at the bowling alley, black lights illuminate the otherwise darkened room.
Watch out, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the dance card! Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be?
Izzy dances back to her table with french fries.
Oh, that is loud. That's very loud.
The winner of tonight's dance cam gets a free month of bowling! Let me hear ya.
A dancing woman appears on a monitor.
All right, Michelle, nice move. It's not Michelle. All right, it's Ashley. Everyone give it up for Ashley. Back to the music.
Snacking, Izzy sits with Sandra.
Okay, so how far along are you?
What?
Well, you're... No,
because if I was, I would be freaking out that my husband... He would go whimpering into a fetal position like he did last time.
I gotta be honest with you, I didn't get any of that.
Six pins down, ladies!
Beat that, Sandra!
Oh, that's Marco's
Dex. Allison spots Bridget.
Oh!
She turns away from her sister-in-law.
Moral dilemma.
Bridget carries a tray of drinks.
Allie? Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Hey, Bridge! Yeah, we're, you know, glow-in-the-dark bowling, which is so fun!
It's really, it's actually not that fun.
Okay, anyone else who wants to be on the dance cam?
Did you see that? Oh, no, no, no. No, we can't have any of this at our table. Oh, this does not look good.
Sandra collects the beer bottles from Bridget's tray, then finds herself on the dance cam.
Dance! Wiggles! Do anything!
These aren't mine! I don't drink! No, these are not mine! I can't... No, I don't dance!
The pink-clad woman notices her and runs off. The spotlight turns off, leaving Sandra in the dark. A monitor reads, dance fail.
You, ma'am, are an embarrassment.
That's a dance fail.
Yeah, she tried. She tried, though.
She tried hard.
She tried.
Bridget heads off with her tray.
Oh, hey, actually, I was just wondering, could you wind up getting to babysit Phoenix?
Oh, I just asked Joey to do it. I think you're right. He owed Phoenix some daddy time.
Joey? Joey, as in your ex-boyfriend Joey, that Joey?
Yes, yes, that Joey. Why?
No, no.
Why? What's going on?
Allison fails to speak. The denim-clad DJ dances enthusiastically. Now Bridget marches into the restaurant.
Hey. Hi, welcome to Chez Magique. Your journey awaits you.
Great, thanks. Oh, no. You need to wait here.
Are you kidding me? Move. I will not move.
yes, you will. Or, so help me, I will take this aura in here and I will murder it.
Izzy and Sandra walk in after Allison.
You're kidding me.
No.
Whatever.
Namaste.
At the minivan.
Here, take the bird.
Not the bird.
Oh, no, you gotta take the bird. There's no way the boys are gonna get in the car without the bird.
What the bird?
Take the bird.
Hey, where's the car seat?
Yeah, dude, everybody knows you need a car seat. You gotta get the car seat, that's the whole point.
Kevin walks off carrying Bailey.
What are you gonna do with a bird?
Meanwhile, Bridget finds Joey with a young blonde.
Joey?
He pops up from his chair.
Seriously? I leave Phoenix with you for one night.
He's fine. Somebody's watching him.
So that you can take your tramp out for chocolate cake. Oh, that's great. Hi, I'm Bridget. Nice to meet you.
Totally.
Where
not
is he?
What it looks like. It's...
The minivan backs out. Sean startles. In the back seat, the birdcage tips over. Sean shuts off the engine. The parakeet flies out the open driver's window.
No!
No, 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 no. Sean, tell me that was not my bird. Tell me that was not my bird that just flew away.
Another car takes the empty parking spot and the driver heads inside.
Hey, that's our parking spot.
Who has him?
Back inside the restaurant, Joey struggles to speak.
Bones.
He grimaces.
Bones. Bones from the tattoo parlor? Bones?
Yeah, yeah. He said he could hang there until I pick him up.
He's at the tattoo parlor?
He's not getting a tattoo. I am not going in there.
Gotta go in there.
I could be going there.
Because this night will never end. That's why you gotta go in.
I said, I promised, I vowed. I said, you know, everything. And then I walk in. Please.
I'm just not going in there. It's a matter of principle. Okay?
Marco, give me your keys. We'll leave my car in this general area for the girls. You guys take the van and the kids to my house. Jeez, this is confusing. I gotta get back to the hospital.
That's fine.
Did you hear the fire guy? It's policy. Now, make the transition.
But what about my bird?
I got an idea. Saw this on Animal Planet once. They come back.
Well, like this?
They hold their arms out.
Mama! It's not a falcon.
I am not overreacting.
I'm calling from Chez Magique. There's a crazy lady. In my restaurant?
Izzy and Sandra wait near the entrance, unaware of Marco and Kevin standing just outside. The parakeet flies at Kevin and he panics.
Get it off! Marco! Marco! Where's the bird? Where's my bird?
I sat on it.
Marco looks down, then drops his jaw.
I'm dead.
I'm gonna kill you.
Okay.
Come on. In your sleep!
Yep, okay.
Allison drags Bridget away, and Joey turns to the blonde.
It's nothing. It's...
How am I supposed to get him? I took the bus to get here. If I leave work early on my first night, I'm gonna get fired. On my first night, I need
this job. Allie.
I've got the van. We'll run. We'll pick him up. We can fix this, get right back on schedule. Best night out ever. We'll just be on pause for 30 minutes, right? And then do what with the baby?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Let's get the van.
Allison finds the minivan missing from its spot.
Where's the van? I parked it right there.
It only takes a couple of seconds to steal a car. That's what Marco says. Always lock everything up.
I did! Am I crazy?
Bridget covers her face.
So what do I do? Do I report it to the police?
With what phones?
Oh, no, 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 no.
You guys don't have phones?
Okay, I'm freaking out now.
Okay, my phone's back at work. We'll just use mine.
Okay, great, let's go. Oh, hey, can you ask them and see if they saw anything?
And don't forget our shoes.
But maybe not wear them. My feet are killing me.
At the bowling alley, Allison uses a wall-mounted phone.
There are a bunch of stickers on there. So there's a fish one that's pretty faded. And, organic. My homeschooler is smarter than your honor student. There are a bunch of others, but I don't really want to talk about them, but you get the idea, okay?
Passing a co-worker, Bridget tosses her work shirt aside.
Sometime around 8 o'clock.
Hey, I called a cab.
Great, okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Now the moms ride in a taxi with Bridget sitting up front.
Are you sure this is the fastest way to Davis Street?
Absolutely, this is the fastest way.
Why don't you just cut over onto 8?
He should take the expressway.
Are you from England?
No, I just watched a little bit of the BBC and I picked up the accent.
Bridget furrows her brow.
I'm a cabby lab, it's my occupation.
Why do people from other countries always sound smarter?
Because we are smarter, which is why this is the fastest way.
Okay, can you step on it?
Well, you're all very lovely, but no, I'm not going to get a ticket for the four of you.
Well, we're trying to find her baby who happens to be stuck in a tattoo parlor.
Yeah, well, that's none of my business.
The cabbie looks back.
Are you having a laugh?
Road, road, road!
The taxi swerves back into its proper lane.
Right! Right! Onwards! I'm sorry, where are we going again?
Now the taxi arrives at the tattoo parlor, parking near a couple of motorcycles. The moms step out of the cab and hurry inside, passing two bikers at the door.
So can you wait just 5 minutes?
Is that an actual 5 minutes, or is that a ladies' night 5 minutes?
How long can it take to get a baby?
Inside, they find a guy with a curly afro.
Bones here?
Yeah, he's working.
Okay, can you go get him, please?
Yeah, because he apparently has her baby in the
back. Whoa, simmer down, y'all. I can't even understand what you're saying right now. Like, chill. For real.
Okay, we're here to get Phoenix.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Phoenix, rising from the ashes. It's number 97 over there, but I think you should do it across your back, because it'll be real pretty like right there.
No, we're talking. Phoenix is my baby.
Well, do you have a picture? Because Bones needs a picture to get the tattoo perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because them little hellions are hard to draw.
I mean, none of us want a tattoo.
I want a tattoo.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Phoenix is my baby, and he's in the back, and we are here to pick him up.
But who would bring a baby to a tattoo parlor? Like, that's dumb.
I know.
That's real dumb.
That's
dumb.
Okay,
that's dumb.
I don't
understand why he
would be. It's not illegal.
The young man shifts his wary gaze. As he heads off into the back, the moms turn away from the counter. Sandra turns to find an older white-bearded biker smiling at her.
Hello.
She anxiously turns back. Allison and Bridget step aside.
Okay, I'm officially freaking out now. Bridget is going to be okay.
The guy with the curly afro returns from the back.
Okay, so there's no baby back there, which is awesome. But you guys had me. I was a little scared, like maybe you were from the health department or something.
Okay.
You were going to arrest me? Or maybe worse, cut off my hair? Like, what?
What
would happen if you cut my hair? That's good. It's okay, though. Look, Bones is gonna help you when he's done. Everything's okay. Like, we're good.
I need to talk to Bones right now.
You can't rush art.
What is wrong right with you? I don't think you're... Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know what? I'm gonna call the police.
Whoa. Look, calm down.
Customers flee.
You're scaring everyone. Like, look, seriously? I'm gonna have to ask you to leave and take your little Housewives of Ohio with you. Like, for real, go. You just scared everyone.
Ladies.
And take this one, because she's been eyeing me the whole night.
Follow me.
Follow Mama Bear, that's right.
Too Izzy.
I was just kidding. You're cute.
I'm married.
I love you.
She follows the others out and he lowers his gaze outside.
So what do I do? Should I call the police?
Allie, I don't.
Okay, ladies, follow me.
What?
Back door.
Sandra leads them off around a corner. The moms make their way down a narrow alley strewn with trash.
Watch it, ladies.
Oh, germs everywhere.
Be careful there. Oh. Okay, don't touch that. There's hair in it.
Okay.
They reach a grimy door at the end of a graffiti-covered wall. Sandra knocks, then turns back to the others.
You know, this is a bad idea.
No. We can get this up, right? Who wants help? Bridge, who wants to do it?
Ain't no money back here, so turn your...
Bones holds a shotgun.
Hey.
Oh, it's me, Bridget.
They hug. Hey, baby girl, what are you doing
Just here to get Phoenix. Joey said he dropped him off with you, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love that kid. You ever notice how he snorts when he starts to laugh? Adorable. It really is. But do I know you from somewhere?
My husband's the pastor of First Baptist.
Nah, that's not it. I can't go an hour without a smoke. It's an awful habit. I also know that you should not do that around a baby. Bonnaroo.
No.
A large biker studies Sandra's face.
I could have swore I know.
Bones, my baby.
So I called Caprice, and Caprice said she'd take him until Joe got back.
Caprice Stevens?
Hmm?
Joey's ex.
It's okay. She don't smoke.
Bridget
She's
storms
a non-smoker.
Away.
You need her address?
No, I know where she lives.
You ladies should really stay out of the alleys, though. There's some unsavory types of fellas hang out back here.
At a house.
Open this door now!
The cabbie joins them.
Hey, what's going on? Would someone please communicate with me?
A grungy young man answers the door, drinking a beer.
What's your problem?
Where is Caprice?
She went out, man.
Went out where?
She didn't say. Who are you?
We are here to pick up baby Phoenix, my nephew.
My son.
Oh, right. Yeah, your baby's been screaming his lungs out. Yeah.
What do you mean? Why? Is he okay?
Where did she go?
I told you, I don't know.
Okay, let me in here. Worthless
pothead! Let me handle this, girls. Let me handle this. You. Now, look at you. You pathetic primitive. You leech on society. You that represent everything that's wrong with the American economy. Here's what we're going to do. Listen very closely. In 3 seconds. Oi! Open the door! I do not like that. Would you please? Yes, as I was saying.
The young man punches the cabbie. Later, Izzy dabs the cabbie's nose.
Would you please stop?
Why are you being a baby?
I'm not.
In the alley.
Bones, help! Bones!
I thought I told y'all to stay out of the alley. What's wrong, darling?
Caprice was not there. There's some guy named Hank, and he said she took Phoenix, but he wouldn't tell us where.
And then he assaulted our cab driver. Right in the nose. Blood everywhere.
Lollapalooza.
No.
Ozfest?
Never.
Live Aid.
Please stop. Can we please pull the conversation back to my missing child? I have no idea where he is, and I'm just worried sick about him, and I didn't know where to turn, so why did you leave him?
Bridget looks up at Bones with tears in her eyes. In a living room, the grungy young man watches cartoons.
Oh, fine! I'm coming.
He sluggishly rises from the couch, then answers the door with a cigarette in his mouth.
Why gotta be so loud?
Hello, Hank.
Bones grabs him.
Hank, where's the baby?
Bones, I don't know.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
You know what's gonna happen to you? Where'd she say she's going?
I believe her exact words were, I need a drink.
You let Caprice, 6 months sober, go out drinking with a baby.
Yes.
Hank, you deserve this.
He headbutts him.
That's what I would have done.
Bones drops the unconscious young man, then rejoins the others by the cab.
I hate to be the one to tell you this. Seems as if your baby is the drinking buddy of a relapsing alcoholic. Oh,
please, honey.
We don't have much time. We should go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go, come on!
As Bones heads for his motorcycle, Sandra says a prayer and the moms get in the taxi. Across the street, an older man steps out to his porch.
What's all that ruckus over there?
Honey, you know it ain't no telling. Lord have mercy, those people across the street. Your mama be here in a little bit, baby, I'm sure.
The man's wife holds baby Phoenix. Now Sean carries Beck through a hospital waiting room. Sitting nearby, the pastor spots him.
Hey, Sean. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ray, what are you doing here?
I'm seeing a church member. Hey, have you heard from the girls? I can't get a hold of Sandra.
As the taxi weaves through traffic, Bridget breathes into a paper bag.
His phone is almost dead. Okay, where are we going?
Hello, Bridget?
No, honey, Allie, we are in trouble.
Hon, I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Tattoo
you said what?
Fifth Avenue. Bones was there.
I can't hear you. Slow down.
Cab drivers, bleeding everywhere. It's insane.
Who's bleeding? Somebody's bleeding?
You say bleeding?
Hello?
She's in trouble. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Sean reaches for Beck.
What?
Searing pain.
You know we're in a hospital.
Yeah, sorry. It's just my shoulder. It's okay. I have a plan.
Wearing a sling, Sean rams his shoulder into a reception counter.
Oh! That can't be good.
Sir, I think you need to see a doctor about that.
Oh, I know, but my wife's in trouble. It can wait. Hold on. Third time's charm. Third time. It's gonna be fine.
Oh.
It worked.
Seriously?
Yeah, it worked. It's good.
You're good?
Yep, it's good.
He takes off his sling. Hey,
all right. Well, that's great. Hey, why don't you let me drive, all right? Hey, come on. We're going for a little ride, buddy.
She said something about a tattoo parlor on Fifth and a guy named Bones.
Riding his motorcycle, Bones weaves through scattered traffic as he leads the taxi over a bridge.
Okay, all right, so just try and follow him. I'm sorry about this.
Not to worry, love. I'm a trained professional. I learned this during a little stint in Germany. The Autobahn is no place for the faint of heart.
Cabby swerves into an open lane. Bones continues on ahead.
Nothing.
Bones waves them forward. Riding shotgun, Allison furrows her brow.
Wait!
She spots the minivan.
Is that... That's my van!
Kevin disconnects the minivan's radio.
I did it! No more noise! No more music!
Put it back on right now! Put it back on right now!
The taxi drives alongside the motorcycle.
Get the van!
The window, Allison calls to Bones. The minivan rounds a corner.
Go!
As the taxi follows the minivan, Bones skids to a stop in front of a police car. The biker peels out and the officer pursues. Driving the minivan, Marco spots the chase in the rearview mirror.
What are you doing?
I'm being followed by American choppers back there.
Go faster!
No faster! No faster!
Now the cops are following him too!
Just get out of the way!
I've been trying to get out of the way, okay? They keep following me!
No, just get out of the way!
Light red!
Marco floors it and the minivan speeds through the intersection. The taxi follows, slipping past crossing vehicles. The police car now trails not far behind.
I have a sighting on that stolen van, a gray Sienna with stickers.
Marco spots Bones in his side mirror.
No.
The biker pulls up alongside the minivan. He knocks on the driver's window and a cartoon shows Marco's three irrational fears. As Marco throws sippy cups out the window, Bones dodges them.
Looks like, I don't know, sippy cups.
Bones overtakes the minivan and Marco nods. Allison hangs out the window.
That's my van!
She notices the police car pulling ahead and gestures to the officer.
Get back in the vehicle!
Inside the minivan.
Get us off this crazy train!
Everybody just hold on!
Marco cranks the wheel and the minivan slides. The police car misses the sharp turn and screeches to a halt. The taxi hurtles toward the police car's rear.
I don't want to die!
The taxi speeds past the police car, then slips around an oncoming vehicle. A on the wrong side of the road. The cab zigzags through traffic, then careens into a trash pile. Allison faces the cabbie. The police car pulls out. Marco smiles with relief, then notices the siren.
No. Why are you still following me?
Why are you still following me?
Good evening, officer.
Driver, put your hands out the window.
But...
Now exit the vehicle slowly.
The officer shines a flashlight at Marco.
Did you get that biker back there?
Stay where you are, sir. Sir, stop where you are. Now back up 3 paces. Turn around, face the light.
Marco turns around.
Now there the light. Turn around toward the light.
The light? That light?
That light, yes. Down on your knees now. Down on your knees.
Sir.
Stand behind your head. Stay there. Sir, is this your vehicle?
No, sir.
Stay right there.
Oh, okay.
Have you been drinking?
No, sir.
Is there someone else in this vehicle?
Yes.
Stay where you are.
The officer opens the minivan's side door to reveal Kevin and the kids.
What in the... Sir, is this your vehicle?
No, sir.
Thank you, my dear. Is this your daddy?
No, sir.
Is that your daddy?
No, sir.
Who's your daddy?
He's in the hospital.
What's going on here?
He's taking us to his house, but I don't want to go.
You don't want to go. That's very bad. What else should I know?
He killed your mama.
He what?
Okay, no. I can explain. Mama's the name of the...
Down on your knees now! Down on your knees! Send me more units. Back up.
Guess what, kids? We're all going to jail.
We are
going to
jail. Oh, man, I hate jail.
Izzy's gonna kill me.
Don't move. You got a felon.
By the taxi.
Ow. Ow.
I'm sorry.
Sandra tends to the cabbie's bloody nose. Bones arrives on his motorcycle.
What happened?
Sorry about the flight mechanism, ladies. I kind of lose it when I see those flashing lights. I have a checkered past.
Okay, what about my van?
Well, it's quite a mess up there. I got as close as I could. They're hauling the criminals off now. Seems it was stolen by a mentally unstable man with some kids and a parakeet.
They give him confused looks.
Marco? What? Why does Marco have my van? Where are my kids?
Okay.
What if they're in jail?
I don't think they can book a baby. I may be wrong, but I don't think they can.
The cabbie hangs his head. Now the taxi parks outside a police station and the mom step out.
Go.
Sandra spots her husband's car.
I knew it! She took her daddy's car. I told Zoe that if she went to that rave, she was gonna learn the hard way. Oh, her daddy is gonna kill her when he finds out she's in the clink.
Clink, really? Can you please move?
I'm sorry.
Come on! Hey, I think you could probably just leave.
Well, oh, no, darling.
No.
I'm totally committed to this thing. I want to see how it ends.
Yeah.
The women file into the station.
Are you taking my children? Do you have my daughter?
I need to file a missing persons report.
Did you have my van? Come in here.
Bones slips around a walkthrough metal detector.
She's just going through a phase.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Take
just,
them to.
Ma'am, just wait a second. Hold on and just
do
one at a
time. Don't tell me to hold on. I have a missing
child. No, what she's trying to say.
Allie, stop. Okay, nothing you have done tonight has helped in any way. So just stop trying to fix things,
this
okay?
This is what happens when you take away people's cell phones.
Boss,
do you have my daughter? That's all I do. Where's my daughter?
Ma'am,
do you have
what
my
is your
daughter?
Doctor's name?
I knew this was going to happen. Scott punished me for the Woodstock reunion.
Woodstock reunion. You were in the caravan. I never forget a face. Sarah, Sandy.
Sandra.
Sandra. I love your tattoo.
Sandra's face goes slack. Izzy gapes at her.
Come on, ladies.
Sandra leads Izzy and Bridget through an open door.
Whoa. Wait. You cannot go. Didn't we gonna try to go in?
I don't think they want me in there right now.
Beside Allison, Bones turns his back to a wall. The auburn-haired mother gazes off.
All I really want to do right now is call Sean and the kids.
There's a phone over there by the metal detector.
Did anyone come in here tonight that wasn't supposed to be in here?
At the tattoo parlor.
Man, I don't know. I don't think of asking him those kind of questions, but I think you're onto something, because I should inquire more of our patrons.
What about this? What about, does the word bones mean anything to you?
It does.
Okay. What does it mean?
Person.
Is it a person?
It is.
It's a person.
Manager.
Is Bones the manager here?
You are correct. You're good at this one, bro. Keep him.
Do you know where they went? Which direction they went?
No, but I did see them leave.
Where did they go?
To the right. Out and to the right.
No destination. They didn't say where they were going.
Well, I think the right is east.
Ask more. Okay.
So if that helps.
Sean.
Oh. Hun.
Where are you?
And we're fine. We're at the tattoo parlor.
What?
Yeah, the tattoo.
Sandra, Izzy, and Bridget approach the officer behind the front desk.
Hey,
whoa!
Hey,
shut
up! It's Caprice. Hello?
So we got a situation up here.
Oh, Sean, this has been the worst night ever. I honestly don't know how it could get any worse.
Behind Allison, more officers rush to the office.
Yeah, all right, don't move. Where are you?
Don't freak out. Some police station.
With the police?
As patrons flee, the guy with the curly afro puts his arms up.
Okay, we gotta go.
You found him?
Yeah, okay, let's do this.
Ray heads out and Sean grabs Beck from a tattoo artist.
Hey, big guy, thanks very much. Okay.
Wait, so are the police coming or not?
Phoenix is where?
As Sandra and Izzy argue with the officer, Bridget struggles with her cell phone.
No, I hate you so much. I can't. I'm just gonna kill somebody. This is not.
Is that a taser?
I will tase you.
You cannot do this.
Stand down. I will tase you, woman.
How dare you? My husband is pastor.
Sir,
at first.
They just came in here and started.
The taser hits Sandra, who convulses and falls to the ground. Gritting his teeth, the officer presses a switch on the weapon.
That was an accident.
Behind him, Allison arrives at the front desk. Now Bridget, Sandra, and Izzy sit in a holding cell.
I can't feel my head.
Is this a nightmare?
My head has no feeling.
Oh, Bridget, we are going to find your baby. He is safe. He is in the palm of God's hand.
The young mother averts her worried gaze.
And you know what? I don't judge you. I don't. I love you. And you know what? I love you.
Sandra, maybe you should just rest.
Bridget nods, back in the waiting area.
Ma'am, the kids are all fine.
Sweet.
The officer leaves. Allison turns to Bones, who sits on a bench with his feet propped up on the wall.
Oh, I had tonight playing out differently in my mind.
The lights go out in the waiting area. Now in a darkened room, Kevin, Marco, and the kids wait around a table.
Have a donut, Kevin.
I want my lawyer.
In the cell.
All I heard Caprice say was that Phoenix was fine, but she didn't say where, and then my phone died.
You ladies, front and center.
The officer from the chase stands at the cell's windowed door. The three women face him.
Hello, ladies. I'm Sergeant Murphy. Now, we've been filling out an awful lot of paperwork trying to unravel this mess. But for now, I would like for us to do one thing.
The women nod.
Stay calm. Can you do that for me? I'm calm. I feel very calm. Can you do that? Can you be calm?
I'm so happy. Well, you have a visitor.
Taking a bite of a donut, Murphy beckons with his finger.
Mom! Zoe! Why are you in jail?
I'm not. You are.
I've been in the back filling out this missing persons report. Oh, you're alive. I am so glad that you're alive. I called the restaurant and they said that your car had been stolen, and so I called Dad and he's with Sean and he told me that you guys were in trouble, so I got so freaked out that I drove over here in his car, which was awesome, but I'm so sorry. So you didn't go out with Steve?
What? No. Ew, he's a total player. You were right. Facebook, I'm his number three.
Oh, Zoe.
Go ahead and say it. You were right. I'm a pastor's daughter. I should be perfect.
No, honey, that is not it at all. Oh,
I love you, and I'm so proud of you. I just don't want you to go through the pain of making the same mistakes that I did. I was wild, Zoe. I was a wild child, and there is something you should know about me.
Sandra turns and lifts the back of her shirt.
I have a tattoo.
She blinks back tears. Zoe peers through the glass with a look of utter shock.
Is that a face?
It's Donny Osmond. It's a mad crush, and well, I was gonna get it removed, but kind of started looking like your dad, so.
Izzy and Bridget trade a look.
Oh, I'm never getting a tattoo.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Donny.
Sandra faces her daughter with a sheepish expression. Back in the darkened waiting area, Allison walks over to the bench and takes a seat beside Bones. She drops her hands on her lap, then glances back toward the front desk.
All my friends are in jail, Bones.
Well, I know how that feels.
The large tattooed biker nods to himself.
I'm a failure. I have failed again. That's all I do. I had a plan. I was gonna help myself and help my friends unplug and have fun, and then Bridget happened, so then I thought I could fix that too, and instead...
She drops each of her hands back on her lap, then looks to the front desk again.
I can't get in front of it. No matter how hard I try, no matter how much I give, I'm not enough.
For who?
What?
Not enough for who?
I mean, Sean, the kids,
for my mother, God, everybody, I don't know.
You.
She meets his gaze.
Not enough for you.
As she considers him, Bones sits up, adjusts his leather vest, and folds his hands over his lap.
I was raised in church. This might surprise you, but I have since...
He motions with his hand.
...drifted from the faith.
Shocker.
Allison listens intently.
My mama worked three jobs. I never met my daddy. I had to get up early and walk to school, but I'd wait up for her coming home from the diner. I'd wait up every night because she'd come home and she'd put me to bed. And she'd tell me something. She'd tell me the same thing every night. He loves you, Charles. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, or how far you run, Jesus will always be loving you with his arms open wide, just for being you. And I'd smile and go off to sleep. You know, I saw something on Pinterest the other day. It was an eagle just caring for its young. It's a beautiful thing to watch one of God's creations just doing what he made it to do. Just being an eagle. And that's enough.
Allison's eyes well with tears.
Y'all spend so much time beating yourselves up. Must be exhausting.
She covers her mouth with her hand.
Let me tell you something, girl. I doubt the good Lord made a mistake giving your kiddos the mama he did.
She presses the backs of her fingers to her lips.
So you just be you. He'll take care of the rest.
She nods softly. Bones looks off and draws a deep breath. Wiping tears from her cheek, Allison smiles.
Because you're really profound, Bones.
What? What I say? Something good?
Pinterest, really?
Yeah, I don't go on it much anymore. Everybody's tats are better than mine.
Now, as Izzy waits behind the cell door, Murphy gestures for her to step away.
Another visitor.
Allie, get me out of here. Yes, I just cleared up a misunderstanding with Evangelista Marco and all the kids.
Your kids too?
Yes, everybody's fine. Don't ask. Here's your stuff. They're all in the interrogation room.
Only because the kids wouldn't stop playing with the fingerprint equipment.
So, can you take my van and watch my kids for a few hours?
Sure. Why?
Allison glances at Bridget, still in the cell.
Follow me.
Izzy leaves with Murphy. With Zoe, Sandra fills out paperwork in the cell.
Hey, Bridget. Bet you think I'm an awful person, right? Worst mother ever. Yeah, I know how that feels. Yeah, but you have it all figured out, right? Not even a little bit.
As Allison shakes her head, Bridget stares off.
I'm really sorry that I dragged you into all this, and I'm sorry that I ruined your night.
Okay, first of all, you did not ruin anything. And secondly, Bridget's mom thinks crazy hard. And you're doing an amazing job.
Really?
Yes. Yes, so come on. Got a baby to find. Let's go, girl. Come on.
In the office, Sandra takes a seat and puts her arm around Zoe.
Sandra, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Now, where are we going?
Well, we're going back to Caprice's, but don't worry. I got this.
No, I'm going to come. I'm just a little stress paralyzed.
Look, I knew that was a thing.
Yeah, I'll be right behind you. Just give me a minute.
Oh, good. He's still here.
Now, Allison and Bridget run out to the taxi.
Hey.
Get outside, referee.
Yeah, you okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Back to Caprice's. Yeah.
At Caprice's house.
I know that you're in there. Is Phoenix with you?
Is that a wrestling show? All I hear is anger and rage. I don't know.
Later, Allison and Bridget lean against the front door in defeat.
You have any other ideas? Nope.
Hank emerges with a brown bag.
Wait! There's the deadbeat!
The taxi peels out. Allison spots the grungy young man.
Hank!
Lady, I don't know! I told you! I don't know! I haven't seen her!
Allison collides with the older man from across the street.
I have pepper spray, and I am not afraid to use it!
I'll show your baby spot!
No, no, calm down.
Bridget!
Joey runs up behind Bridget.
Joey, what are you doing? He's getting away!
Hank runs off.
You're crazy! You're crazy!
Let's have some!
The taxi plows into him and he rolls off the hood. Allison covers her mouth. The cabbie watches the young man writhe on his back.
Oh, that is gonna bring tears to his eyes.
I'm trying to look for Phoenix!
Does he know where Phoenix is?
Well, he's not exactly conscious.
What?
If you know what I mean.
Joey rubs at his eyes.
After your big date, you decided to come and help me?
What? No! After my interview! I'm trying to get a job, man!
You're trying a job?
Allison notices something.
What is that?
She heads off. A procession of police cars and motorcycles makes its way down the darkened street. Everyone crosses the lawn to find the vehicles arriving, including the older man who walks his dog. Bones rides up front. He and the other motorists gather in front of the house. With widened eyes, Bridget runs her hand through her hair. Sean parks a red motorcycle. Sandra and her family arrive in Ray's classic muscle car.
Allie! Allie! I told Ray everything that happened and, well, he made some calls.
Hey, look, don't freak out. Half these guys are from First Baptist Church. The other half are from the biker gang known as...
The Skulls.
The biker gang known as the Skulls. But we're all here for the same reason.
We love you, Bridget. We love your family. Yeah. We always have.
That's right.
Sean takes off his helmet and starts across the lawn. Allison notices him approaching and drops her jaw.
Hey, hon.
Hi.
You okay?
She smiles. Bones raises his arm.
We got a baby to find.
First things first. We need to establish a 12-block perimeter.
Y'all here looking for a baby?
Yes.
Yeah, my son. 10 months old.
Dressed like Bono. What? What?
The name Caprice mean anything to you?
Yes!
That's the person that was supposed to be taking care of him. Why?
Y'all come with me.
Now the older man opens his door for Bridget and Allison to come inside.
Honey, look who I found.
You must be the mama. Oh. He just woke up. It's been a long time since I've held a baby.
She hands baby Phoenix to Bridget, who kisses her son on the cheek. Joey bursts in.
Oh, that's him. Oh, God.
He falls to the floor.
You're not even from this country. How would you know how to get around
this? Well, there's no need to get personal. Well, I'm just trying to help.
You can't go that way.
Outside, the men huddle around a map. Allison emerges from the neighbor's house.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh!
How we found him!
Yeah! Call off the chopper.
Guys, we just found a baby.
Hey! All right, wrap this puppy up. Let's get out.
Wait, hang on. Where are my babies?
Well, they're at your house with Kevin.
Kevin, this is me trying really hard not to have a panic attack.
Kids, this is a night. Who wants to hold it?
Text reads, my nightmare.
Sean!
Now the minivan cruises back over the bridge. An aerial view shows the surrounding city. The minivan reaches the end of the bridge, then parks crookedly in the driveway. Allison leads the way inside.
Because he's a man boy, is he?
With the five kids sleeping peacefully, Kevin holds a copy of Peter Pan.
Allison.
Kevin.
Such a good book.
Our view draws back from the minivan for a wider glimpse of the house. Beyond a swing set, the sun peeks over the horizon. In the morning, Allison comes downstairs, wearing flannel pajama bottoms and a long-sleeved shirt. She turns to find the kitchen and dining room spotless. On the dining room table, her laptop awaits, along with a coffee mug. A sticky note on the laptop reads, "You do have something to say." Sitting at the table, Allison removes the note and smiles. As she types, her words appear. When at first you don't succeed. The blogger brushes her long auburn hair behind her ears, then continues. Just sit down and eat cake. Then try again. An emoticon gives a wink. So here goes. Allison looks out the window, then returns to her laptop again.
My life needs to change for me to be happy. That would be false.
The calendar reads, I survived.
In truth, my life hasn't changed much at all. I have.
Breakfast in bed.
Brandon drops a full plate on the bed.
Wow, thank you. True, I'm not smiling all the time. But I am smiling more. Smiling at the little things. At my crazy, stressful, over-the-top, kind of beautiful life.
Bailey paints her mother's toenails.
False. I am a failure. Yes. Very, very false. I'm not perfect. I make plenty of mistakes, but I am right where God wants me to be, and He has given me everything I need to be a mom.
We view the framed wall drawings. Allison gazes at them with tears in her eyes.
I'm a mess, but I'm a beautiful mess. I'm his masterpiece. And that's enough.
Looking over her blog post, Allison beams. She presses the backs of her fingers to her lips. Now at the bowling alley, Allison fits a pair of bowling shoes onto her daughter's feet. Bailey puts her hands on her mother's face.
I'm gonna do the most of everybody. I love you. Gotta go, Bo.
Okay, baby.
Allison watches her go.
Hey, hon.
Sean joins her.
You have 235 followers.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Allison looks at his cell phone and smiles.
I have a blog.
True.
I am a mommy blogger.
Yes, you are. Wow. Hon, your job
is hard. Yes, I know. That's what you're gonna say, right? No, or easy maybe? Or unnecessary? Sorry for interrupting. What?
Important. That's what I was gonna say. Your job is important. And I know it's rough, but I mean, look at him.
With tears in her eyes, Allison looks to her kids. Beck rolls a ball down a lane and Bailey watches it go. Allison beams. The little boy giggles and runs off. Bailey waves to her parents and Brandon grins. Allison props up her chin with her hand.
So worth it.
The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world.
Allison looks at her husband.
Where did you leave that?
Some block somewhere.
They share a tender gaze. Allison takes his hand in hers and they each lean in for a kiss. Sean pulls back and Allison smiles. They kiss and the image freezes in black and white. Fade to black.
To stone.
A title appears, Mom's Night Out. Now Bridget stands over the kissing couple.
Guys. No, hey, guys, that's gross. Don't do that in here. You're really way too old. Guys, stop it. Stop it right now.
The DJ grabs his mic.
Dance cam!
The black lights switch on, and Sean raises his arms. As she finishes a frame, the spotlight finds Sandra. The DJ works a video camera, and Sandra appears on the monitors. With a shrug, she holds her arms out. She shuffles her feet to the music. Ray drops his jaw, and Zoe runs out to join her. Izzy pumps her fist. As everyone dances, titles appear. Directed by the Irwin Brothers. Produced by Kevin Downs. Written by Andrea Nassfeld, Jonathan Irwin. Executive producers, Patricia Heaton, David Hunt. Executive producer, Dave Allen Johnson. Producers, Daryl Lefevre, Jonathan Irwin, Andrew Irwin. Producers, Michael Scott, Elizabeth Travis, David A.R. White, Russell Wolf. Director of photography, Christopher S. Kimlin. Production designer, Mark Garner. Costume designer, Anna Redmond. Edited by Andrew Irwin, Jonathan Olive. Music composed by Mark Fantini, Stefan Fantini. Music supervisor, Kevin Edelman. Casting by Beverly Holloway, CSA. Sarah Drew, Sean Astin, Patricia Heaton, Andrea Logan White, Robert Amaya, Harry Shum Jr., Abby Cobb, Sammy Hanratty, Alex Kendrick, Kevin Downs, Angela Johnson Reyes, Rhoda Griffiths, Manuel Reyes, Jason Berkey, Brett Rice, Lance Nichols, Randy McDowell, Brad Heller, Michael Leone, Shiloh Nelson, with David Hunt, and Trace Adkins. TriStar Pictures presents, in association with Affirm Films and Provident Films, with PureFlix Entertainment and Four Boys Entertainment, a Kevin Downs production, an Irwin Brothers film. The spotlight gleams as Sean and Allison slow dance, gazing into each other's eyes. The image fades to black and words appear. To mom, to moms everywhere. As the credits roll, scenes appear on the right and left.
Come on, it's your breakfast. Eat it. One bite won't kill you.
One bite. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Allison takes a bite of her breakfast, then cringes.
All right, friends, that's a lot. That's a lot of pepper.
Marco cowers.
What are you doing?
Playing hide and go seek.
That was 15 minutes ago.
They still haven't found me.
Tied back to back, Kevin and Sean sit with Marco.
You know what? I babysat my cousin's kids once, and we just popped in a movie, and that did it for a few hours.
What'd you show them?
Silence of the Lambs.
Sean hangs his head at the tattoo parlor.
Oh, yeah, the big church.
Yeah, we'd love to have you visit us on Sunday, 11 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Hey, and you can visit that chair over there and get a tattoo.
Yeah, something to consider.
I think so, man.
Now Allison sits in the back of a taxi.
Got it?
Geronimo!
Yes!
The cabbie gives a nervous laugh.
I hate this car.
In a hallway, Izzy chats with Marco.
You know, like, I feel like I'm totally built for this. You know, like, all we need to do so that we can totally do this. Like, I'm built for two, you know? I can handle two.
I'm pregnant.
Marco drops his jaw. Cast, Sarah Drew as Allison. Sean Astin as Sean. Patricia Heaton as Sandra. Trace Adkins as Bones. David Hunt as Cabby. Andrea Logan White as Izzy. Harry Shum Jr. as Joey. Abby Cobb as Bridget. Robert Amaya as Marco. Kevin Downs as Kevin. Alex Kendrick as Pastor Ray. Sammy Hanratty as Zoe. Michael Leone as Brandon. Shiloh Nelson as Bailey. Brett Rice as Sergeant Murphy. Rhoda Griffiths as Glenda. Angela Johnson Reyes as hostess. Manuel Reyes as tattoo desk guy. Randy McDowell as Hank. Lance Nichols as Ronald. Odessa Sykes as Mary. Jason Berkey as bowling alley DJ. Victor Turner as police desk officer. Brad Heller as restaurant visionary. Nikki Hawthorne as desk nurse. Christopher S. Kimlin as brother Bill. Zion Spargo as Beth. Mary Nelson as newlywed bride. Andrew Irwin as agent. Jonathan Irwin as agent. Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. Eric Server as frightened man. Amy Adelsek as woman in church. Donna Reed as housewife. Everybody Loves Me, performed by One Republic. Dream, performed by Priscilla Hahn. Till I'm Home, performed by Mandy Mapes. 1999. The Way I Am, performed by Ingrid Michaelson. Ain't Nothing Wrong With That, performed by Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Boom Boom, performed by Josh Mobley, featuring Raina Williams. ABCDEFG, performed by the Ernst Kid. Walking on Water, performed by Lecrae. Cupid Shuffle, performed by Cupid. Arabesque, performed and arranged by Michelle Sell. Now Allison runs over to the cabbie.
Oh, hi. Sorry, thank you. Tonight has been...
Oh, yeah, it was profound. You owe me all kinds of money.
Yes, I do.
No, go. I got this. What are we talking about here?
Right, what are we talking about? Let's see. Two tires, police station. That'd be $984.50, please.
Is that dollars?
You know, Chinese yen. Of course it's dollars.
Push Play, performed by Six John. Keep Breathing, performed by Ingrid Michaelson. Rinse It, performed by Riot. The Saints, performed by Andy Mineo, featuring KB and Trip Lee. Gangnam Style, performed by Psy. Night of My Life, performed by Group One Crew. Best Day of My Life, performed by American Authors. Turn to Stone, performed by Ingrid Michaelson. Hurricane, performed by Natalie Grant. Filmed on location in Alabama, Mama was not harmed in the making of this movie. Copyright 2014 Night Out LLC, all rights reserved. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures, read by Gailey Heidemann. For more information about Motion Picture Access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. In the kitchen, Allison finds Sean scrubbing a corner of the floor. She giggles to herself and he notices her.
Hey.
She shakes her head.
You're so hot right now.
I know, it's disgusting. Gotta take a shower.
She smirks at him.
Oh.
He points to himself. Now Bailey comes downstairs and crosses the living room in search of her parents. Sean winces as Allison lies across his lap.
Oh, gosh, it hurts. No, it's just my shoulder. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, don't move.
Bailey finds them.
Okay, move a little.
What are you doing?
They notice her.
Oh, just giving Daddy a little cuddle. A little cuddle. Morning, baby.
Just, yeah, it's okay. It's been happening.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Check this out. Don't be scared.
Sean rams his shoulder into a counter. Allison drops her jaw.
But then it's good.